try and learn something that this week that has to do with, also with the parsha, also with Hanukkah. So the Shlonim Rebbe and Siva Shalom, he has a few nice mamarim that bring the two together. If we manage to go through it all, which we probably won't in the time, maybe we'll try a little of some shorter ideas from different rebbes. But let's see. So it says, "V'miketz shnasayim yami mipara choylem." So we know that miketz parsha starts with the dreams of Paro. So Paro's dreaming. So he brings them to Noam Elimelech. The Noam Elimelech said, "Amad al omroi shnasayim yamim." Shavari remeimar shtei shanim. Why does it say shnasayim yamim? 2 years of days. It's a very strange lesson. If you're going to say 2 years, why would you say 2 years worth of days? You should say 2 years. Paro was dreaming. So it's a strange lesson. So the Noam Elimelech notices it. V'chal tevas yamim miuteres l'chayre. V'day b'omer shnatayim. Say 2 years, like in normal Hebrew. What do you have to say yamim for? Yamim is totally superfluous. Ubebeis Avram, the oldest son of a Rebbe, Mefarish Aderech HaAvoyde, Umekoyrei B'Rav HaKadosh Rav Nachum at Chernobyl with Sifra Moranayim. The Moranayim, we told you once, the Moranayim was the Chernobyl was a Talmud, also the Baal Shem Tov, and also of the Magid. So he has a unique perspective, being that he also saw the first master of Chassidus and also his successor, the Mezritch Magid. Very few of the Talmidim who wrote Sfarim were Zoichet to both of them. So Chernobyl writes in Moranayim, the shnasayim miloshon shena. The shnatayim doesn't mean 2 years, it means shnatayim from the loshon shena, to sleep. Shnatayim yamim haynu shiyamav oivrim olav b'shena. And Yiddish, he teaches it, mefarshlof diteg, which just means you sleep away your days. Right? Some people sleep away their you know, sometimes we go through life as if we're in a daydream. You know, walking around like zombies is the expression, like sleepwalkers. And when you live life like that, everything passes you by. You don't notice what you're supposed to. You don't do things the way you're supposed to. You're not in a wakeful state. You're not in a state of awareness when you go through your life sleeping. Valderech zem v'vara pasuk v'miketz. What does miketz mean in this context? Pashup shat is miketz at the end of. Ketz means the end. Miketz means at the end of these 2 years, Paro had a dream, right? But in our context, if we're saying shnatayim refers to shena, to sleep, k'she'odam misboinen al kitzoy, when a person is in a state of sleeplessness, so it's like if you sleep 3 whole days, then one day you wake up and you realize that it's passed you all by. You know, like the story about Rip Van Winkle, he fell asleep, all of a sudden he woke up, everybody was gone. You know, the Gemara has a similar story to that. And all of a sudden the world changed, you slept through it all. And what happens when you wake up? You realize it's all past you. So if one day a person wakes up and realizes, 1 second, my life is passing away, I got to seize the opportunity. Because kitzo refers to the end. Unfortunately, we're all mortal, and one day we'll leave this world. Hopefully Mashiach will come before then. But a person has to realize that he has a limited time on this earth. And in that limited time that we've been given, we have opportunities. But if we sleep through our life, those opportunities are going to pass us by. So sometimes a person has to get a wake-up call and say, listen, pay a little bit of attention. We're growing older. We're not getting any younger. And one day we're going to reach that point. But what have we accomplished as we get to that point? What can we still do? And the answer is we can still do plenty. Baruch Hashem. Uchamah Chazal, shuv yom echad lifnei misaschas. Says in Pirkei Avos, you should do tshuva one day before you pass away. In other words, seize the opportunity and do tshuva before it's too late. Because then all the Mefarshim ask, how can you do tshuva the day before no one knows the day before that, unless you have nevuah or something. Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals to you in some magic way, how are you going to know when that day comes? The answer is you don't know, and therefore you should do tshuva every single day, because maybe it's the last chance that you have. Every day you should seize the opportunity to its fullest, because who knows if that's the last opportunity you have. It's a bit of a morbid thought, it's not the most happy thought, and therefore you should temper it with other more pleasant ways of avodas Hashem. But as we spoke about in a few other shurim, right, the Rebbe Ben Peshischa said you have to have two pockets. One pocket was reserved for the concept of anoichi ofer ve'efer. Those are all the thoughts of belittling yourself. A person always has to think about the end of his life. A person has to think about the fact that he's not the biggest tzaddik in the world. He has to do tshuva. But since those thoughts are unpleasant, you have to have another pocket, and that pocket is bishvili nivra oilam. right? The world is created for my sake, and everything that I do is important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm worth something, and that my davening is worth something, and my tefillahs are worth something, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about them. And so a person has to learn to walk that balance in between the two drachim of Avodas Hashem, of Yira and Ahava, of fear and awe of God, and of love of God, of serving God out of avdus, out of being an eved, out of a servant, and serving God out of being a ben, out of being a child, like a father and a child, a relationship that love each other. And then you have to serve them based on these two drachim and sort of temper them and balance them out. So, in this context, we're saying a person has to always be doing tshuva every single day. V'roya kishna saim yamim, and he has to realize that his days are going by. He might be sleeping through them. Yam of avro av b'shein av etardema. If your days have been passing by in sleep, it's time to wake up. Sh'yehu di oises chesh b'nafshoy. Eich sh'yam av avro alav mitoch shein av l'pal b'hemum. A person has to think, oh my gosh, you know, I've been sleeping this whole time. I have had all these opportunities, whatever, every person knows their personal, you know, standing and what they can accomplish and what they can do. And a person also knows what opportunities pass us by every day. How many times do we pass through a day and we've davened three tefillahs that day and they've not been as good as they possibly could be? And how many times do we have opportunity to sit down and open a sefer and we didn't do it? You know, I'm speaking about myself as well. I'm not above all this. I'm human being just like everybody else. And a person has to realize, if we sleep through all of our days, then one day we're going to wake up, and hopefully we won't have a rude awakening, as they say. So we have to seize the opportunity and take upon ourselves the ability to wake up from the slumber and to do tshuva, seize the opportunity when we have it. Uchetotza mizeh uparoi choylem. So choylem miloshen chalim, dehainu mischazek. Right? The word chaloyim also can be attached to the linguistic root of chalim. Chalim in Ivrit means strength, power. Paro is the Yetzer Hara, right? Paro always refers to the Yetzer Hara. The Baal Shem Tov has a Torah where the Baal Shem Tov says a person is called in Koheles an Adam Katan, a small world. And in that world, in the Adam Katan, it's called a person, he has in him a Paro and a Mitzrayim and a Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is our Yetzer Tov. Paro is our Yetzer Hara. Mitzrayim is our own personal Golus, our own personal exile, whatever darkness and whatever difficulties and whatever things that we're personally going through that we need to extricate ourselves of. We need to see a light of day. We need to see a geula in those things. And therefore, we need to have a personal Yetzias Mitzrayim. Someone has to deliver us. And just like Moshe Rabbeinu delivered Am Yisrael out of Golus, we have to have our Yetzer Tov deliver us out of our own personal Golus. And that's the only way to do that is to, you know, just like Moshe Rabbeinu defeated Paro and took us out, we have to defeat our Paro. So paro cholem means paro is getting stronger. If a person is sleeping through his life, we said cholem means strength, then paro is getting stronger because the Yetzer Hara is feeding off that. If we give the Yetzer Hara the opportunity, then he feeds off of it and he gets stronger and stronger. He sees a person sleeping through his days. He's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's letting opportunities pass him by. And unfortunately, if that's the case, he gets stronger. Echamaro chazal and kiddushin Yetzer shel adam is gaber olav b'chol yayim. It says in Chazal and Kiddushin in the Gemara that a person's Yetzer Hara gets stronger every single day, comes up with new tactics. That's the new tactics. So first of all, whatever Yetzer Haras we had previously, whatever taivas, whatever desires, and whatever negative problems we've had previously, so they get stronger every day unless we do battle with them. If a person feeds his Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Hara only gets stronger. So the more a person unfortunately doesn't work on overcoming it, the same Yetzer Hara a person grew up with as a child, just gets stronger and stronger. Besides that, say Chazal, not only does a person's childhood Yetzer Haras get stronger and stronger if he doesn't fight them, he doesn't battle them, he doesn't work on him or herself, but also mischadish al b'choyim. In other words, you get older, you get new Yetzer Haras. Right? A person matures, a person gets older, so not the same toys that you played with as a child, that's the same toys that all the adults play with. Right, when you were a kid, you played with fake little telephones with the little thing with the string and the little, you know, you play with them and they make like little bells and all that. And everybody plays with big toys, with big phones nowadays, all day long. It's also a toy, isn't it? It's a toy. And it's a shiny, nice toy. People spend fortunes on it and they spend all their time on it. Now, I don't say you shouldn't make phone calls on it. You should keep in touch, 100%. There's Torah on it and there's wonderful things you can do with it. But to spend your entire day and all your life asleep on the phone, asleep in the context that we're saying, that's just an example. I mean, there's a million things, right? People spend thousands and hundreds of thousands of shekels and dollars on cars. When you were a kid, you play with cars. Now you play with big cars. It just gets more expensive, right? And I'm not a woman, so I'm sure that there are different things. Little girls play with all kinds of things that I'm not familiar with. But and then when they get older, they have like jewelry, I guess, would be an example. You know, like, you know, when you're a little girl, you like to dress up nice and put on makeup and like look in the mirror. That's what my daughters do anyway. And I'm sure as women get older, they want fancier, nicer things. So everybody has the eight saharas. Everybody has things that they want when they're a kid. And they get stronger as you get older. But as you get older, you have new ones that you didn't have as a child. New Yetzer Saharas. I don't have to elaborate. We all know what those things I'm referring to are, including other things. You know, as a person gets older and mature, their tastes change. And they have new things that they want to do. And then as a child, they never thought about it. It wasn't important to them. It wasn't something they even thought. You get older, all of a sudden you have new Yetzer Saharas. So a person has to do battle with the Yetzer Sahara on two fronts. Chazal are telling us, condition, you have to do battle with the old Yetzer Sahara. Whatever Yetzer Sahara you had as a child, now it's just stronger. And on top of it, as a person gets older and mature, so they have new Yetzaras. You know, people have Yetzaras for covet. When you're a child, how much covet can a child possibly want? But adults are very interested in covet. You know, covet, I should be important. People should think nice of me. They should be talking about me, saying nice things, obviously. But, you know, people have Yetzaras. So these things happen all the time, and the person has to continuously work on them. And they're both true. When it says para choylem, para is getting stronger, the Yetzer is getting stronger. If we don't fight the Yetzer, he gets stronger. He gets stronger on both of us. There's no question. If person doesn't work on the aset, right? The sur mira, run away from evil, the asetoiv, and do good. If you're not continuously working on the asetoiv, and you're beshena, and a person's sleeping, then obviously, what's the result of such a sleep? It's like a seesaw, right? As soon as a person learns to balance, so he's balancing it, but the minute that a person lets it so, it drops. And the Yetzirah has a very, very strong ability to make himself the winner. And the Bali Musar say that the world is a ladder, and if you're not going up, you're going down. There's no staying in the middle of this ladder. It's almost like some kind of an escalator. You're either going up or you're going down. If you're going up in Ruchnius and Avodas Hashem, you're getting stronger and better, so you're going up. And if you're not, there's no standing still. A person's a hoylech. We spoke about it once before, that the Malachim are called standing. It says in the Navi, I gave you a way to walk through those who stand. Those who stand are called the Malachim because they have only one mission in life and they can never rise to the occasion to a higher mission like we can. But we are called walkers. We are called goers. We have the power to go on. And go on, we have to. Because if we don't, we end up going backwards. And the cows came, the ugly, thin, right, cows, they came and they devoured and swallowed up the nice, fat cows. That was a dream that Paro had. And the worst part of it was, when the cows, the sickly, thin, starving cows, swallowed up the nice ones, you couldn't even tell, right? Because when a person eats, they get, like, fatter and plumper. But these cows didn't even change. They stayed skinny and emaciated. Which means, what is it that dream meant? The dream meant that when Yosef interpreted the dream, he meant that there's 7 years of starvation, of hunger and famine, and they're going to swallow up all the good years, and they'll be forgotten completely, because you can't even see in the skinny emaciated, you can't even see that those days passed through, right? So he says, as manim atoivim oivrim, right? If a person is walking through life asleep, so all the good days pass by. And then the Yetzer Hara has the ability to swallow up and devour all the good times to the point where you won't even remember it. The Yetzer Hara is so strong that if a person doesn't work on him or herself, and if a person doesn't fight the Yetzer Hara, it's a slippery slope, and the Yetzer Hara has the power to be so destructive that he can swallow up all the good days. The point where a person will forget that he even had good ones, and it's a terrible thing. But we know that there are certain sins, there are certain terrible things. There's a certain level a person can come to that's so bad and so low that it seems almost like there's no going back. Right? We already spoke about tshuva. There's always a way back, Baruch Hashem. But when a person reaches such a low point, it's hard. But then a wise man came and gave us a very good etzah. What did Yosef come and say? Listen. If you want to survive the famine, if you want to survive the hunger, so get a storehouse and start storing the grain now while it's all going good for you. And that's the Eitzah the Yosef Tzaddik is giving us right now. Right? What did Yosef Tzaddik say? Seize the opportunity now while everything is going good for you and start storing. Start putting all the good stuff away. Just like Am Yisrael and Mitzrayim put away the grain for the time that the famine would rise, the hunger would come. So our job now is during our good years to store away whatever Torah and Mitzvahs and Ma'aseh and Tovim we can do, take them and put them and store them away. Because sometimes there comes a time of hunger and a time of famine. A person has low points in his life. Sometimes they come upon you unexpectedly, and unfortunately sometimes they surprise us. But if a person has koiches and nefesh stored away, if a person has oitzris, storehouses full of grain, Mitzvahs, Ma'aseh and Tovim, good deeds, and he has all that spiritual strength, all those koiches and nefesh stored up, then he has what to do battle. He has what to eat even during those difficult times. Look, Moshe Ne'emar b'paro v'yikatz paro v'yishon v'yachom sheni. So what happened to Paro? He woke up and he fell back asleep and he had another dream. So if we say Paro refers to the Yetzer Hara, so what happened? Shigam kvar misoyer mitar demos. So what happened? Oh! Finally you woke up. You realized, I've been walking like a zombie. I've been dreaming all this time. I got to do something about it. And then you close your eyes and you fall back asleep. And you have another dream. So what do we say? Para means the Yetzara. And the word Chama means strength. And it means the Yetzara is getting stronger. So people can have episodes where they wake up. Once something comes and it wakes you up. And you go, oh my gosh. You know, like, I've been doing this song. I better stop. I better fix it. I can do it. I can do this. I can be better. Tomorrow's going to be a new opportunity, a new day. And then whatever it was that we're trying to overcome comes back a second time. And the person closes their eyes and they go back to sleep and they go back to their dreams. And the Yetzar gets stronger once more. You go back and you have another dream. So what's the Eitzah? Our job as Jews is to follow Yosef HaTzadik's advice. We know that there's periods in our time, in our lives, that are going to be difficult. Right? Sometimes the going gets tough. There's no choice. Things are going to not always be rosy and nice. We know that there's going to be difficulties in our lives, whatever they will be personally, right? Whether they'll be spiritual difficulties or material difficulties, Hashem should help us. We should never have them. But unfortunately, the average person does go through difficult times, whatever they would, you know, bar minimum, we shouldn't know from that. So a person's job is, while you know everything is going good, store away. Just like Yosef Tzaddik's advice was, you have storehouses of grain, now it's the years of plenty. Take it and store it away. Take your kochos and nefesh. Take your mice and toivim, your good deeds, take your mitzvahs, take your tefillos, your learning, whatever it is that you can, and do it now. Seize the opportunity, wake up, and store it away for your meharah, for those times that won't be so pleasant. Yaakov fell asleep. He dreamt about the ladder. He woke up, he said, oh, there's Hashem over here. I didn't know about that. Kiven shenis oirer miyad chazer la'atzmoy v'yomer ochen yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. When Yaakov woke up from the sleep, he said, there is a God over here too. And then he sees the opportunity, who's metaken tefillos harvest. When a person wakes up, when you have something, a wake up call, when Hashem sends you some kind of a message and wakes you up, sees the opportunity, start storing stuff away, start doing something about it. V'yishloimer oid b'zeh omrush nasayim yomim demur b'zal derech maimer maran mekubrin. The Kubriner was one of the forerunners of the Solomar Chassidus. The Chenisa B'Shalakadish, the Shalakadish predates Chassidus. Shalakadish was a Heligat Tzaddik, very famous Sefer, the Shalakadish. Almost all the Horowitz family that people have heard about, they're almost all related to him. And the Shalakadish writes, Sheyom Sheyehudi Eina Oise Boi Shum Chesed Eina Nichshav Riyom B'Chayav. The Kubriner said in his sources of Shalakadish, a Jew has to remember that he should think to himself, a day that I didn't do a chesed is like a dead day. Every day a Jew has to try and find an opportunity to do a chesed. If you want to have a lebe diketug, you want to have a living day, a day that has chiyus, that has life in it, find an opportunity to do chesed. And Nebuch, a day that you didn't have the opportunity, that you couldn't find something to do chesed, shouldn't be considered a day for you. It's like a missed day. It's like, you know, you have days that you're supposed to accomplish something, and like a task, and one of those days you missed it. You didn't show up, the car didn't start, or, you know, you couldn't get out of bed, you were sick. You know, like, you have times, you have like a list of stuff you need to do, and that, it doesn't get accomplished. That day is considered, like, you mark it off as like a day that was missed. says the Shlach Kaddish, a day that you didn't find chesed to do for another Jew, that's one of those days that's crossed off on the calendar as a mistake, a failure, chas v'shalom. It's based on the pasuk in Tehillim, chesed kel kol hayom, shebechol yom, every day, tzarich lasos chesed. Over yom chasom shel asu b'chesed, eno nechshev l'yom, that's not considered one of the days of your lives. Umar HaKadosh B'Slonim, Omar, Shiyom Shein Osim Bo Me'umar HaHachis Es Yei Tzahara, Eno Nechshev Yom B'Chaim. So Slonim said a different thing, from the other way around. This is Aseh Tov, and he said from Sur Mira, a day that you're not using an opportunity to get against the Yei Tzahara, to overcome him, is also a missed opportunity. Shim Over Yom Mibli Shein Osim Bo Dato, B'man HaRachnia, V'Rish Bar Kocho Shal Yei Tzahara, if a person doesn't seize the opportunity to attack the Yetzirah. Every person knows what Yetzirahs they have. If a person's not doing battle, is not working on himself every day, the Yetzirah mefatehu umosh chalara, then the Yetzirah is trying constantly to pull us to do something wrong. All the time, every single day. And a day that a person's not working on it is a missed opportunity, it's a missed day. Ein ze nechshev l'yom b'chaim. If you have a map of your life, and you have X amount of days in your life, it's crossed out. It's a day that wasn't counted. Because a day that's alive is a day that's used. It has a chiyus. It's a day that has a chiyus. A day that has life in it. What does life in a day mean? Doing chesed. Fighting the Yitzhahara. Doing something for Avodas Hashem. V'yom shelo asa bo toiv. It doesn't have to be by like giving $1 million to tzedakah that day. Or like saving like somebody drowning in a lake. Even a small, giving somebody a lift. Smiling at somebody who's having a bad day. You know how strong that could be? No, maybe I'm seeing some people around here are smiling, so they're already doing it. No, but seriously, someone's having a horrible day. You walk up to them and say, "Hi, how are you doing today?" You smile, you like light them up, you tell them something nice, you give them a little. You have no idea. Sometimes someone's so down and they just have to hear one good word and it changes their whole day over. You know? You help somebody out in the supermarket, they don't have change. You take out a shekel from your pocket and go, "Here you go." Something small. You think it's small, right? But for the other person, you have no idea what you just did for them. Because your little thing that you think it's nothing special. So, but what did you do for them? For them, it was something amazing. So we have opportunities every single day to do chesed. And don't even think you have to like do it with some stranger out in the city. Do it at home. With your kids, with your wife, with your husband. You could do amazing things with each other. With your co-workers at work, with your friends in the family, with the people in the shiur. Whatever it is, you can always find opportunities to help each other out and do things for each other. And the chesed that a person could do for another Jew, it's amazing how much it counts for. And same with mitzvahs. We're not talking about necessarily, you know, like building a shul. Or, not that, you know, doing wonderful things is also wonderful. You know, big things is also good. But, you know, small scale, you know, a person says, "Listen, I know that if I try to have kavana from the beginning of Shemini Esrei all the way to the end, it's not going to happen. So I'm going to choose every week one bracha, or every day one bracha. In this bracha, at least, I'm going to pay attention to every single word." And you see, it makes davening different. I know that I'm not going to finish Shas this year, but maybe in 7 years of Daf Yomi, I'll be able to do it. If I do it a daf a day. I know that I'm not going to be able to sit in the corner for 5 hours and say off to Hillel cover to cover. But if I say the daily kapitel, it's something. It's not nothing. Everything we do is amazing. And it has much bigger hashpah. Part of the Yetzer we said is to make us think that it's all worthless. It's such a small thing. It's insignificant. And he wins because we think that he's right. It's insignificant. We don't do it. But the answer is it's so significant, every little thing. And the reason he wants us to think it's insignificant is because he gets stronger. Every time we listen to him, he gets stronger. Every opportunity he succeeds in telling us it's just such a small thing, what do you even bother with it for? It means he wins. And every time we defeat him, he gets weaker. So of course he doesn't want us to defeat him. That's not his job. So a person has to realize that every single day is an opportunity to do chesed. Every single day is an opportunity to grow. And every single day is an opportunity to rise to a higher level. And a day shelo asa meuma besur mira, and a day that lo asa bashum puula laase toiv, that's the day that goes over to the cheshbon of the Yetzirah. And it'll nechshav yom b'chaim. V'kashu Yehudi oise cheshbon nafsha v'noichach kishnatayim yomim. Ovrim Arav Yamim Rabim. We said Shnatayim means Shena, sleep. When a person goes and does the Cheshen and says, I'm sleepwalking through my days. Shulopal by Memua, Lo Besur Mera, Velo Ba'asetov. If a person isn't doing Sur Mera, they're not running away from the Yetzer Hara, running away from you, and they're not doing Chesed, they're not doing Asetov, Nechshavim Chaserim Meminin Yamav. It's like having a calendar full of the days of your life, and there's just days that are just like missing, like holes, because they're missed opportunities that we didn't seize. Ki yom shelapalu bokulam ein ze chaim. It's not a live day. It's a day that's missing life. Kochayev shel adam, a man's life. Ale adam is in this world. Shlichus shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalach vehorid osolam hazeh sheyisgadel v'yisgadeh shmei rabba al yadoi. God sent us here for a purpose, and the purpose is to sanctify His name. She is Gadol v'yiskadeh shmei rabba. And we have the opportunity. We can do it. Kedirisa Marizal Shilkol Adam Ulcho Yom Yesh Es Ashlichus VaTafkid SheAvru Yarad Avur Yarad Oyvam. The fourth Marizal once. The Marizal says every single day has its unique kavanas and Kabbalah. Bekol Shekhan. If that's true, it means that every single day is unique. It means that every day we have the opportunity to do things that we couldn't do yesterday and that we can't do tomorrow. And so every single day is important. Every single day we have the opportunity to do something different and special. Vim lo asa klum lemala shlichuso mimele upara choyam. Then power is getting stronger. And the Yitzhahara is getting stronger. Ki yesh ba'adam koya chatoi ve koya charoch shizan ofel zakam. Im un ofel ba'avodosoi besum rav asatoi ve Yitzhahara kam. As miskayem bo v'tochalna haparos roos amar dakas abasar sheva haparos yafos amar barios abasar shukai charom izgabo koya chatoi. And then the dream comes true, chas v'shalom. And the sick, thin, emaciated cows devour and swallow up the big, fat, nice cows. Vilonoda kibal erkeban, and you can't even, they swallow them up to the point, they devour them to the point you can't even see that they did it. They're forgotten. Umarein rak asher betchila. Shekoya hara be mroye ve achel kalilus koya chatoyev. The power of the Yitzhar is so strong that not only can he cause us to stumble, he can devour the power of good to the point where we can't even remember that it was there. It seems as if it wasn't there anymore at all. Because if the cows had swallowed up, the sins, emaciated cows had swallowed up the cows and gotten fatter from it, that means that at least if the cows represent what we did accomplished, if it gets swallowed and the other cows get fatter, so what we accomplished has some permanence, because you see it did something. But if the other cows swallow and there's nothing left, they stay as thin and emaciated as before, it means that even what we accomplished, it wasn't really accomplished. It means it's something permanent to it. It has episakium, it continues, it stays. So a person has to realize that they have the power to do things that have a kium. But that requires a vote, it requires work, it requires thinking about it.
Could you just repeat the mashal and inshallah of the cows?
So the mashal, the story of Yosef Hatzadik and the cows was what the paro fell asleep and he had a dream, right? And then the seven cows came out that were emaciated, thin, and skinny. And they swallowed up the fat cows. And it says the most important part of the dream in what we're talking about is the context is that the skinny cows, not only did they devour and swallow the fat ones, they stayed skinny. It didn't seem to even fill them up at all. And the pashup shot of that was obviously Yosef told Paro, your dream represents, 7 years of famine and 7 years of plenty. The skinny and emaciated cows are 7 years of famine. Horrible. And the 7 years of plenty, And what happens is, in the dream, first it comes out the seven fat cows. And you have going to have 7 wonderful years. But the 7 years of famine are going to come after that and swallow them up to the point where they'll stay skinny. You won't even remember. It would be such a horrible famine that people will forget that there was ever good times altogether. So for Avoda, says the Sfarim Rebbe, the person has to realize there's always good days. Good days means the times that when you wait, you're walking in a day like a slumber, and one day you wake up and you say, oh my gosh, I've been sleeping. And I didn't have that, and you seize the opportunity, you do tshuva, you seize the opportunity, you become better. And those are the good days. And you start, and then what Yosef's aid to Paro says, listen, you have a storehouse now. Take up, now is the good days. We have what to eat. Take and start storing now. Prepare yourself for those days. Because a person comes to a point in their life where they fall in hard times. And then, if there's nothing in the storehouse to feed them, they starve. So spiritually speaking, if a person is able to now be oiger, store away, take Torah and Tefillah and Ma'asim Tovim and Chesed and learning and Koichas HaNefesh and all the good things that you're doing every day, take them now, seize that, and store the Koichas HaNefesh away for the time when You know, when it's the, when it gets, when you fall on hard times, and all of a sudden there's a time of famine, and a person can reach a point in their life that's so low they forget completely, just like the famine was so bad, they forgot the days of plenty. A person can reach such a low point in their lives that they forget that there was ever anything good in them. And a person has to have a, you know, like a list of some kind. It could be literally on a piece of paper. It could be mentally. Listen, I'm not as horrible as I think because I did this and this and this and this and this. And these are wonderful things that I did. I am accomplished. I finished this sefer. I said these kapitel of Tehillim. I davened for these people. I did this mitzvah. I did this chesed. I'm worth something. I can't be totally worthless because look, I have a list of all these wonderful things. Store away the kochos and nefesh. Store away the opportunity, even if it's not a literal list like this. But like, person, the more avodas Hashem person does, the stronger he gets against the power, against the Yitzhara. Those kochos and nefesh are stored away in a person. It's a reserve of spiritual energy to bring us and take us through those times when it's difficult, when it's a spiritual famine, when we're suffering from a down period in our lives. So, Mao Eitzas Ha'ish Navan V'Chacham, like we just said, to have what to eat. Al Koyach HaRav, Ha'oichel Es Koyach HaTov. The Sonim Rebbe said, Shera Ein Okrim B'Sichlius, Ki HaRahu Koyach Pa'il B'Damai Shel Adam. V'Efshal Es Moedet Imai B'Sichlius Grida. Ela Tzrichim Rasos B'Foyal Pe'ulos Minagdos L'Koyach HaRa Ha'Pa'il B'Dam Ha'Adam. Sonim Rebbe said an interesting thing. He said the Eitzahara is like a germ in the bloodstream. It's something like in a person's blood. So if there's a germ in the bloodstream, you can't like come up with like a philosophical way to defeat him. You could go and study medicine and understand all the deep ways that medically speaking you can overcome and battle the virus, right? But if you don't inject any of that medicine into you, it doesn't help. It's wonderful that you've studied it and you understand it, and like intellectually you know what it requires to overcome the Yetzirah. Great. But that intellectual understanding on its own, it's not enough, because the Yetzirah is like running in our veins. And therefore, said the Sonim Rebbe, you need practical, actual actions against the Yetzirah. It can't be something just like, you know, mental. It can't be just thoughts. It can't be just a concept. You have to do things. You have to do mitzvahs. You have to work on yourself. You know, if there's a Yetzirah pulling you in a certain direction to do something wrong, you have to stop. You can't just skip. I'll go with it, and then later I'll study a chapter of Mesillas Yesharim. It doesn't work that way. You know, the intellectual cold understanding on its own is not enough to battle something that's flowing in the blood. You need to inject yourself with some kind of a medicine. And that medicine is Torah, mitzvahs, davening, all the things that are lemaise, actions, chesed, things that you can do to strengthen yourself. You have to do them. That's what we say. We store away all those things to overcome the Yetzirah. It's not enough to think good thoughts. A person has to take those good thoughts and make and do from them good actions. Just the power of the Yetzirah flows literally through the blood of a person, forcing a person over and over again to think the wrong things and do the wrong things. So in order to overcome that, you have to do the right thing. It's not enough to think good thoughts. You have to do the right thing with that. Like Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, if your wisdom is stronger than your good deeds, then even your wisdom itself, it's not miskayim, it doesn't have a kiyum all on its own. But if a person's actions are greater, then even his wisdom retains itself and continues. I'm going to skip a little because I want to touch on, in the time we have, I want to touch on Chanukah. So I'm going to skip a little bit. Koma trust shlichuso sheshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu sadum l'olam hazeh hu shiyagber es koyach hatoiv ha-koyach hara. We said that a person's job in this world is to overcome the Yetzer Hara. V'ol rios she'odem chai shivim shana v'ra'asem u'ma b'inyin zeh. A person could live their entire life, the entire 70 average odd years of a person's life, and not do anything about it. There are people that never do anything about the Yetzirah their entire life. They never work on themselves, they never do anything about it. And the Yetzirah is at the same strength as it was at the time that they were born with it. racham bichlar neged harav loyis yaga meuma rishbor koicha. He didn't fight against it at all. Zos meramedes satoyer beparsha zu shetafkid shlichus shel yehudi rishbor koicha harav bekirbo chadesh lo yehem matzah shel miketz nesaim. So you shouldn't live a life of sleeping. Shem of yavru b'shena. Shem orod b'miketz nesaim yamim parachoyim. Deinin yamim merumas biyuchad al shabbosis shenikro yamim. Not only does the pasuk say shnasayim yomim, 2 years of days, and we said that the word days is totally superfluous. If you think about 2 years, what does days have to do with it? So we now said that days refer to the days of our lives that are spent sleeping. Now we're saying a different thing. The days refers to Shabbos. Shabbos is the day of the week. Shabbos shekula kineged kol yomim. A person's Shabbos is kineged, corresponds, and is equal to all the other days of the week. Hashem blessed Shabbos from all the other days and sanctified it from all the other times, which means that Shabbos is above all other days and all other times. Bracha means to add, to give into it something above nature. Just like HaKadosh Baruch is above nature, God is supernatural, He's above our understanding, He's above our natural understanding. There are things that cannot naturally be done at all. But what it means, says the Slonimer, that God blessed Shabbos and sanctified Shabbos, blessed it above all days, sanctified it above all times. It, what it means, above all, just like there are supernatural acts that are above nature, so too Shabbos has within it the power to do things for us above nature. It's a supernatural day, which means that we have on Shabbos the opportunity to do supernatural things, things that are above our own nature. Shabbos brings us the opportunity to do things that normally during the week we couldn't do them. Normally during the week we wouldn't have the reserve of koyach, spiritually speaking, to daven as long, to spend as much time learning, to spend as much time doing chesed. All of a sudden comes Shabbos and it energizes us in a way that makes us supernatural because we are above our normal standard of nature. It doesn't have to be like supernatural to the point where, I mean, we could be maybe we zoicha to open miracles, right? But even to the point where our natural selves are at this level, and on Shabbos we can rise right above that to a higher level that normally during the week we're not able to do that. And I'm sure a person keeps Shabbos, I'm sure you've experienced things on Shabbos where it's a different type of flavor, it's a different type of day. And if you've experienced that taste of Shabbos, you know that on Shabbos things are different. It's not exactly the same. Your davening isn't the same, and your learning isn't the same. And if it is the same, that means we have to work a little bit on Shabbos to taste the difference a little bit, because it shouldn't be the same, because Shabbos isn't just like any other day. So we know, spiritually speaking, that's one of the differences. Chidus b'Torah Sabbos, the Torah Sabbos is a Slonim Sefer, a collection of all the teachings from the earliest Slonim Rebbes. He says, Koidish Hilachem Shabbos Amalka. Right? We sing Koidish Hilachem Shabbos Amalka. What does it mean? Shabbos Nitan Koyach Lekadish Gam Esinyone Halachem. The Gemara says about Yontiv that there's parts of Yontiv that are for sure Lehashem and some of it's Lachem. Right? There's always parts in Yontiv and in Shabbos that are for God and some of it's for us. For us, anything that's Lachem refers to Moisras, things that are mutter, things that are extra, food and drink and all the things that we're allowed to do that aren't necessarily in and of themselves mitzvahs. But Shabbos gives us the power to sanctify those things. A person sits down to a lavish meal during the week, unless it's like a siyum or something like that, it's not a sudas mitzvah. It's a meal, it's a lavish meal. A person sits down to a lavish meal on Shabbos, it's a mitzvah. It's an onik Shabbos, it's a sudas Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to do that. Shabbos has the power to take things and sanctify them. You drink a glass of wine during the week, it's a glass of wine. You drink a glass of wine on Shabbos, it's Kiddush. It's just another glass of wine, right? It's the same Borei Pri HaGafen. On Shabbos, it's Kiddush. You know? So everything on Shabbos that's Lachem, Shabbos, Hi Lachem, right? Shabbos, Hi Lachem, Shabbos Amalka. Koidush Hi Lachem, Shabbos Amalka. Shabbos Amalka has the power to take Lachem and Mekadosh it. To take the glass of wine and make a kiddush, to make the lavish meal and make it a suda. Shabbos itim koach lekadosh gam esinyan elochem. Vukmo shakasu mitzilus yisharim. Shim Adam bekoichos atzam misuga lahasig dargas tahara, aval dargas kedusha shekol ma'aseh in koidish l'shem shemayim em yal Adam lahasig bekoichos atzam. A person has the power within himself if he works on himself really hard to become purified. He can purify himself, but to sanctify himself to become koidish, where everything is l'shem shemayim. We don't have that power on our own, says Mesillas Yesharim. En biyad ha'adam lahasig b'koichos atzmo. Naturally speaking, we can't do that. Kim b'matanas Hashem. Only if God gives us that as a gift. Shim mekayim tchiloso yishtad l'sofo shekash baruch notan lo kedusha b'matan. That's Shabbos Koidosh. Afilu inyan elechem koidoshem. Shenitam alois darga gevoy yoser. Like the Kubriner said, Shah Shabbos tchilo l'mikrei koidosh. Yehudi shiroitz liyos nikra ela kedusha yaschem l'shabbos. The person who says, listen, I'm into this Kedusha stuff, so where do I start from? Shabbos. That's the opportunity to begin. That's the start point. Shekoyach HaKedusha Shul Shabbos Kodesh Yisiyah Ba'adu La'atzliach Afil B'dvarim Shederach HaTeva Einu Yachol L'Shanosam. Even a person who can't change things naturally, Shabbos is the opportunity to change those things. So, says the Slonim, okay, wonderful. Why? Why is that? Why is Shabbos able to do that? Ma'u miyuchad, what's the miyuchad shel Shabbos Kodesh Yoisim kol ha'tarig mitzvos? How Shabbos is different than all the other 613 commandments, that it has this gula, it has this power to change. Shetoli ha'atzlachos shebechol inyanim ha'rochnim. Also, you have to understand, what does it mean? Shebe Shabbos Kodesh inyim miyuchad shel oinig Shabbos, like the Kubriner said. And how is it? Why is it that Shabbos is different in these ways? So he says like this. Says the Kalina Rebbe said, "Shichrizu b'shamayim." He heard them say out in Shemayim, "Shegamim Yehudi loymed the mispal of Hashem Shabbos v'chol achumrus v'dikdukim im eno margish tam b'Shabbos Kodesh sheno mishtadel v'amel hargish oynig shel Shabbos k'shiyav olam elyon yitnu lo gan eden aval hu yesham tzafsal amunach b'gan eden sheno margish shum tam." So the Kalina said like this, I heard them say in Shemayim that a person who keeps Shabbos completely, he does everything he's supposed to and he doesn't do anything he's not supposed to with all the chumras, but if he doesn't do something to taste the oinig of Shabbos, to feel the kedusha of Shabbos, he doesn't do anything about that, when he comes, they're going to give him Gan Eden. Gan Eden's like a garden, right? The Garden of Eden. So they'll make him a bench, just like a bench in the garden doesn't feel any, the garden's wonderful, but the bench, people just sit on it. So they'll make him a bench in Gan Eden. Just like he doesn't feel the Shabbos, he won't feel it. A person, not enough to have the dikdukim and the chumras and the black and white halachas, the taste, the oinig of Shabbos, the feeling of Shabbos, that's what a person has to experience. What's the reason that he'll become a bench and the bench doesn't feel nebuch anything? Because the tam of Gan Eden comes from the oinig of Shabbos. The oinig that that experience in Gan Eden, that a person feels, the pleasure the person feels in Gan Eden will come from, because Shabbos is me'ed olam haba, whatever kedusha a person experiences and feels the tainig and oinig here, that's what's going to bring him to the oinig in that world. He won't feel it. And that is how Shabbos is different from other mitzvahs. Da'ikar bohu oinig Shabbos. That's the difference. Other mitzvahs, it doesn't have a level of feeling an emotional oinig and pleasure like Shabbos does. Without that oinig, Shabbos is missing something. Shabbos is there for us to recharge ourselves. Beregesh hapnimi shel az tis'anag al Hashem. We are supposed to delight in Hashem on Shabbos. Because our entire life comes from the light of Hashem. Ve'ein Yehudim Yecholim Liskayim B'li Hergesh Pnimi Shel Kirvas Yilyus Barach. Mesillas Yesharim says in the beginning, Kirvas Hashem Litoiv, being close to God is what I want. And when a Jew doesn't feel close to God, when a Jew doesn't feel the closeness to Hashem, doesn't experience it, doesn't feel the gishmak, the pleasure, the oinig, that's when something intrinsic is missing. A Jew without that isn't feeling Yiddishkeit. V'lachen ikar Shabbos hu or shel Shabbos, the light of Shabbos, hamer nafshel shayidi, which lights up the soul of a Jew, shel Hashem kach nasan kash baruch es Shabbos lahar neshamas Yisrael boriyus barach. God gave us Shabbos to light up our souls. Uchshi Yehudi in a margish or Shabbos chasol ikar, that he's missing the ikar point of Shabbos, because the ikar point of Shabbos isn't all the do's and the don'ts, it's the feeling that Shabbos gives. We said shnasayim mirosh and shena. What does it mean? We said yamim refers to Shabbos. Sleeping through the Shabbos, even if a person thinks they're doing something during the week, if you're sleeping through your Shabbos, if the only thing on Shabbos you're enjoying is your nap, then you're sleeping through your Shabbos. Shema'abed b'tardema is a Shabbos shenikris yamim. The ikar focal point of the week is your Shabbos. The ikar light that's giving your Jewish soul for Shabbos. No one wants to be a bench in Gan Eden. And the Yetzirah is getting stronger. Let's just end with the constant Chanukah. Just like Shabbos, who said, is a light to shine up our soul, the lights of Chanukah are a light to shine up Jewish souls. Chanukah comes at the darkest time of the year, when it's winter, when the days are the shortest, when the nights are the longest. And it's not an accident. The light of the Chanukah candles is here to light up the galus, to light up the darkest point in Jewish history, the longest exile, which the Navi never revealed when the end of it would be, which we're in right now. Right, the Midrash says to us the land was desolate and empty, and the darkness upon the face of the deep. And the Midrash learns up on every one of four Goliaths which ones are hinted to in which part of the Pasuk. What does that mean? It means that God knew. In the beginning of the creation of the world, he knew, and he already established the Yisrael Tzrichim La'avar Eskol HaGolius. God knew that we're going to have to go through Golius. Four of them. V'ha'et Salam B'chol Golius U'chmo Shenemar B'hemshech. And the Pasuk tells us, V'yom Re'lakim Yehi Or V'yehi Or. Choshech, says the Midrash, refers to Yavan. The darkness is the darkness of the Greeks. And that darkness of the Greeks is overcome but by he or. It says it in the same pasuk. Zeu ora menoira, shemer liyehudi es or elokus, which lights up the fire of God within a Jewish soul. Sheora ze kayam la'ad, the Ramban says in Chumash, that the light of the menorah will be forever. Vu nosam liyehudim es koyach laseis ha'chashchus shel kol ha'galus, the menorah is what gives us the power to get through all of the galus, all the darkness of all the galus forever. In Rashi, Amar Parshat Balos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmai oses ha'menorah. Right, the menorah was a miraculous keli. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do it on his own. It came out. God made it. Look, Hashar Kli Hamikdash Shenasa B'Yedei Oisei Melacha. Other kelim in the mikdash, they were handmade, but the menorah was miraculous. Ki inyan haMenorah Hu Or Shel V'Yomer Elokim Hi Or V'Yechoshech. So the Or that God said there'll be light, and then He said Vayhi Or and there'll be light, and that light will stay. That's the solidified light of Hashem is the menorah. We said that a person is like a microcosm of the universe. They have within them a Paro and a Mitzrayim and a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara, a Moshe Rabbeinu, and they have to go through a Golus, a Mitzrayim, and also the Shehav Yisshem a Geula Yisiyetz Mitzrayim. And just like the Menorah was the ore that's meant to take us out of the Golus as a nation, so to the Chanukah candles, our menorah, our Chanukah that we light, the light of those candles is what's meant to take us out of our personal darkness, out of our personal gullus. And whatever difficulties are going through our lives, we all go through things. A person has no idea, how am I going to get through this? What am I supposed to do? Where are you supposed to draw your strength from? From that light that Hashem said at creation, there's going to be light. Says the Rokeach, the Bnei Yisrael brings down, that there are 36 Chanukah candles because the light of creation, Hashem hid it. He hid it in the Chanukah candles. And when a person lights the menorah, he's releasing the hidden light, the Oraganus, from the time of Bereishis. And Shabbos says as Sfarim also, the light of Shabbos, the light of the Shabbos candles is the same light. When a person lights Chanukah candles, when a person lights Shabbos candles, the light that they are releasing is the same light from the Bria Soilim that Hashem hid. He hid it only in those candles, in the light of Shabbos and in the light of Chanukah. And when we see those candles, when we see those lights are representing the light in our soul from Hashem. That's where we have to draw our strength from in the darkest time. And that's what Hashem said. Shebechinas Ora Menorah She'olav Ne'emar. What it was Aaron told, it says, Shalcha Gadol Mishalahim. Aaron HaKohen, it says in the Midrash that the Ramban is talking about in Chumash there, it says in the Midrash that Aaron saw all the Nesiim bringing the Korbanos, like it says in the Parshas of Nesiim, they all brought all these Korbanos, read it. And Aaron didn't have, he was a Kohen, he wasn't part of that, and he felt bad. And Hashem said, yours is greater than theirs, because yours will continue forever. Shalcha Kayam La'ad, because you write the menorah. So the Ramban says, so what if you lit the menorah? The Beis HaMikdash Nebuch is Chorev. So the Ramban says that our Hanukkah candles are the menorah of Aaron HaKohen for all generations. Really, the Yetzer HaMalach, and we don't have power on our own. Therefore, God gave us a light. And that light is Shabbos, and the light in the Shabbos candles. And that light is the light in the menorah. V'al-yadei or HaShabbos, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Nosim B'chol Shavua, Lahar Yehudi, V'al-yadei or Shel Hanukkah. Shemer b'chol shana. That's the power we have to overcome the Yetzer. Bria or en Yehudi achol Yetzer b'nafsha. But without that light, we wouldn't be able to succeed. Hashem should help us that we taste the taste of Shabbos, that we see the light in Shabbos and in Hanukkah, and may that light inspire us to overcome the Yetzer Hara and wake us up from our sleep and bring us to the time when there'll be light. Or chadash al tzion toyer. Thank you.